We got a couple things here. B. Scott's in the building. Lent's out. Tyler has ordered pizza, two big boxes, little cheese bread as well. What did that look like? There was cheese bread. Was there a pepperoni?
Pepperoni
sticks. If you're watching this on YouTube and Twitch, you could see that B. Scott is enjoying it.
I just got that pepperoni on
it. A huge big pizza. From Pink's.
Pink's, man.
Never heard of it.
Best pizza in H-Town.
Never heard of it. First timer.
It is a gem. Highly recommend.
We used to have meetings every once in a while around here, and we'd get Pink's.
I had never heard of Pink's. First time.
Shout out to the Pink's on the U of H campus. Always used to treat your boy right back in the day. Pink's pizza, the way to go, man.
I went in there, and I just put my face in the box. And the box is... It just to get it in my pores. I did not eat it.
My booth smells so damn good right now.
The question is 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, if you are familiar with Pink's, should I go ahead and just taste a piece anyway?
Probably.
Just because this is not Domino's, or this is not Pizza Hut, or this is not pepperonis, this is a different one. Should I go in because I've never had it.
Is this the road you want to travel, though?
Guy Gene goes, do it, show.
Hey, yeah, at your own risk, though, because once you do, you're in.
I've never had it.
If you try it and like it, do you think you'd be able to resist from ordering it? Like, if you actually like it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then do it.
As long as you're ready for Monday.
It'll throw in a plate. Yeah, it'll throw in a little... A little bit of an X.
It's really good, man. It's really good.
As long as your ass is ready for Monday.
It's good and thin crust, too, right there. I like it. Almost roll it up.
Shout out to Pink's, man. I haven't had Pink's in months and months and months. I haven't had any of this one yet, but, man, it's so good.
Pink's is making it hard, trying to fight it.
Pink always makes
it. See, man.
I wouldn't have even thought about that.
It's my secret weapon.
Yeah, I mean... No lies told.
Pink's makes it hard.
Yeah.
Always does.
Oh, yeah. Now someone says, you know what? I have seen that in the airport. Someone said, I only see Pink's in IH.
There's
one about, I just walked past it.
Must be
I just
a hobby.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's at IH.
It is.
Now,
yeah. You know what? I think they might have one at Hobby, too.
You know what?
Though.
Maybe it is Hobby.
It's got to be. I went way too often and never noticed that.
It's Hobby.
I think the airports are starting to basically have the same stuff in them now. But yeah, I think it is Hobby.
It's got
to
be, yeah.
Greg, yeah, she'll get you a slice. At least you won't regret it. Yeah.
Yeah, suck it, Clint. You and your friends with their private jets. You ain't got no Pink's up in there.
Get it in there, show. I mean, the amount of people telling me to go and take a...
I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you to have your ass ready on Monday.
Someone said, try it after the weigh-in show. It's probably not going to be here after the weigh-in. Yeah. And it's fresh right now. I mean, it really just came out.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be...
I'm waiting on this segment to end so I can double back, to be honest with you. And I told Tyler that I'd already had as much as I was going to get. But it's so good, I'm going to get me one more slice.
Eat to your heart's desire, my
also,
friend.
Also, I wanted to... Why you get so much?
Hey, PC and Bajani can eat some pizza now.
Wanted to express... Okay, that makes sense if you're buying it for the crew. Express this that just came out from Complex... from Complex. Jermaine Dupri says he dropped $10,000 every week at Magic City for two decades. Atlanta nightlife history runs deep when So-So Def steps in. Dive into Jermaine Dupri's legendary spending habits. As a shout out to my guy, Brian B. Shining, that comes out to $1.4 million.
Yeah. I mean, I can't identify with being this rich because I cannot imagine. Like, strip clubs just in general. Like
$10,000 every week for 20 years?
For girls to pretend like they like you? I mean, come on.
I think a couple of them may have liked it.
No, I think a couple of them were pretending.
Oh, I'm not saying that they weren't. A couple of them were pretending. I think a couple of them like...
Man, Jermaine Dupri? Come on, man.
He pulled Janet!
She ain't like him.
He pulled Janet Jackson.
I like her chest jewelry.
Get out of here.
He pulled Janet Jackson.
Because he can afford to spend $10,000 a week. You think if Jermaine Dupri got mine or your check, And he can pull Janet Jackson?
Text line. Well, hell yeah, I mean, no. He got into the building, but there are a lot of people who got his check that didn't get into the building with
she
her.
She said it was his humor, B-Scott.
I'm just saying.
Come all right, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you think Jermaine Dupri was able to pull off Janet Jackson because of his money or because she actually liked
it? Let's be for real.
I think she liked
it. Janet Jackson, all right?
Velvet Rope Tour.
Now, she wouldn't be the first pretty girl to fall for an ugly man. I'm just saying. Let's be real about it.
He was in that movie I watched last night, too. Jermaine Dupri. About that $10K.
$10,000. Like, when I hear these stories about how much money people spend at strip clubs, how much money people spend on, like, weed or drink or, like, stuff like that, it's like, wait a minute. Y'all are spending millions of dollars on this type of stuff. Millions of dollars. Insane. A life's fortune on what literally amounts to nonsense. I'm not judging. It's just hard to wrap my mind around.
Woo! Love you know, that money.
Because I ain't got that kind of money.
Champ Slice.
Their bad habits are calling me broke.
Champ Slice says money. Ray says money. Someone on the text line says, does she have more money than Jermaine Dupri? Probably. Ooh. That's a tough one.
Yeah, because he's got like masters and stuff. He's probably making money on stuff that we don't even think about or know about. So, but.
And she has poetic justice.
Yeah. She's also, I'm going to say she's gen. You know what? I wonder what everything looks like post the nipple.
I don't think it was money. I don't, like, I just meant Janet could have been with somebody for money. And she got money. I think.
Yeah, no, it was money.
I-N-D-E.
I mean, it was obviously more than money, but that's the initial starting point. You just don't get that far with that woman looking like that without the money. I ain't hating, I'm just saying.
Shout out Seal.
Look, it's a lot of worse ways to get
love. She was in love with Seal. It was not the money. You
talking about Heidi? You talking about Heidi Klum?
I can't do that for Heidi. Heidi was in love with Seal.
That man's face looks like it got attacked by a cheese grater.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he is a great unique
singer.
Voice.
Yeah, she might just have a kink.
She's in
great Super Bowl.
She might just have a kink, man. She really loves that man.
Hey, man.
That's a thing.
That's a kink.
That's not a thing of being that attracted
to somebody. There are human beings attracted to otherwise hideous folks. Yeah. Yes. It absolutely is a thing. And most of the time, they're very good looking, which is even weirder.
Different kind of taste.
Builds your own self-esteem, you know? Makes you feel good about yourself on the daily.
Some like sweet, some like sour. You know what I mean? It's that type of thing.
That's a damn shame what y'all doing to...
I like all the flavors.
A damn shame what y'all doing to him. Seal is it. She loves him.
I don't doubt that she loves him.
She is. She loved him from the beginning. She didn't even notice that facial. She noticed it, but it wasn't something that took her down.
I bet he took her down.
I know he did.
Ugh.
For him to, for him,
stop. That was such a genuine sound of disgust from me.
For him, my God. It grosses you out to think of Seal having sex with Heidi?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'd never thought of it, actually, until this one moment. I hope to never think of it again.
There are some pairings that would make me do that. That's not the one. When that man decided.
Well, I feel like Heidi is carrying a lot of the weight there. That's the reason. There's at least one person I don't mind seeing naked. That helps.
When my man decided to agree to turn into that Seal in that commercial, that done it for me. Right
yeah.
There, boy. That was the last card he had to play.
Yeah.
That was the last card he had to play. Boy, come on, man. Jesus. All right. Come on.
My favorite Super Bowl commercial.
Now we got people just being nasty on the text line.
Hey, I love it. Bring it.
If I were to say to you that I think that Kalen Bullock has a chance to be Pro Bowl or better next year, would you think I'm crazy? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Is that my boy Ron?